It is 8:41 on this finally Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 77 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Download that free WRHI app or join us live on Facebook.
Our next guest comes armed with great information and food for us to eat.
And snacks!
So she's one of our favorite people. Of course, we're talking about Jillian Clinton, the SNAP education dietitian education.
Yep, you got it.
Okay.
SNAP education dietitian.
With DHEC. And Jillian, welcome once again to the program. You brought us recipes and you brought us snacks. So
yes.
I cannot wait to see how this experiment's going to go.
I know. If you bring free food, everyone loves you.
That's
right?
True. So.
There is something to be said about that.
So I wanted to make this Friday a little different, a little fun compared to some of the last segments we've done. And I want to talk about snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Snacks kind of get a bad rap sometimes, but snacks can be good for you and a good thing to eat between meals, but you want to make sure that they're balanced when you are eating them. I'm not just sitting down with a big bag of potato chips and just eating, but we want them to be balanced and satisfied. That's unfortunately not in your Ziploc baggie today.
Oh, okay. I see like oatmeal.
Yeah, so we're going to talk. Those are all going to be more healthy treats. So we're going to talk about those in a minute.
Oh.
But I want to talk about some other just basics on how to prep a balanced snack. So
okay, I'm ready.
You want it to be a combination of your macronutrients.
Mm-hmm.
So macronutrients being your fat, your protein, your carbohydrate. So potato chips come from a potato, that's just going to be simply a carbohydrate. Now, it's fried, it's going to have a little bit of fat, but some of that unhealthy fat. We want more of healthy combinations of at least two of those macronutrients. So, for example, I'm going to take carrots, which have a little bit of carb, a little bit of fiber in them, and I'm going to pair that with peanut butter. Have you ever tried that before? It's one of my favorite combinations.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I've never thought of baby carrots with peanut butter. Now,
it's
celery with peanut butter. Carrots? No.
And because you just want the crunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're looking for with that peanut butter. So you need to try that. That's a great one.
Okay.
Celery and peanut butter, carrots or celery with guacamole or avocado. Mm-hmm. And you can buy those in little pre-portioned containers. They're going to cost a little bit more that way, but that's giving you healthy fat. If you're pairing them together, every time you eat a snack, you really want a source of protein or healthy fat because that will slow down the digestion. That will make you stay full longer so that you're not just eating the crackers and then you're hungry soon after.
Yes.
Pair the crackers with a cheese stick. Pair the crackers with peanut butter. Pair it with the avocado, some type of protein or fat to keep you satisfied.
Makes sense.
That's why you do cheese and crackers.
Yeah.
That's where that started.
Nuts are a great source
like
of
nuts.
Healthy fat and protein. So pair nuts with dried fruit instead of just eating. Or I'll do a handful of nuts with a small piece of fruit. That way I'm not just eating the fruit. I know it won't keep me full for long. I'll be going back to the pantry, going back to the refrigerator shortly after, and I might be grabbing just another carb. Well, I'm not realizing that those aren't keeping me as full as if I pair it with that healthy fat, healthy protein source.
Gotcha. And that's why they encourage so much protein in the course of a day. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a slow-burning log on a fire versus just kindling little twigs.
And, of course, be mindful of serving sizes because fat is calorie dense. Fat is 9 calories per gram, whereas carb and protein are 4 calories per gram, just to show you that it's much more dense. So you can't just grab that jar of peanut butter and your carrots and sit down and eat the jar not being mindful because you could eat a lot of calories.
Cheesecake, I guess that's pretty high in calories.
Well, when it comes to snacks, I've always told people, I used to work in bariatric surgery and kind of gave them a range. They were so calorie focused. A snack, keep it between 100 to 250 calories, maybe, if you're curious of a general calorie guideline. We don't want to sit down and eat a 500 calorie snack because then that kind of became almost a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
Watching those serving sizes. So not just sitting down with the container of nuts and going, well, these are healthy, so I'll just eat them because that containers, probably like 1,000+ calories worth if you eat the whole thing. They're healthy, but they're healthy in moderation if we pay attention to the serving size.
And as we know, they taste better when you are mindful and you chew them 20 times and you eat less. They taste better, actually.
We talk about that exercise all the time, Jillian. Exactly. It's one of our favorite. Exactly. I will say with serving sizes, since you came on earlier this year and told us about serving sizes, I've paid a lot more attention. And believe it or not, when you do count 27 Cheez-It crackers, it really is fooling. That's the serving size. So I count them. Yep. I put them on a plate, put the box away, close the...
I'm so glad you said that. Put the box away. Because really, once you put the box away, if the box is still right there, you might go, oh, let me grab a couple more.
Yeah. What's three more?
Yeah.
Or if you grab a fistful in your bowl and not count, you're going to eat your bowl. You're going to eat as many as you have in there, which could be more.
But I found the serving size is somewhat filling.
Yeah.
Like, I found that to be very, so if you're,
well,
if serving sizes,
when you do that.
Yeah, if serving sizes are something like you just snicker at, it's like, yeah, I'm going to eat 12 potato chips. Believe it or not, you learn to kind of savor them a little bit and share them and balance them with whatever sandwich.
Eat them slower if you know visually how much do I have.
That's
to eat.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Too.
And so French onion dip is probably a good protein to just dip them in.
It's got an onion.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've made a combination.
Oh, my goodness.
You did make a little bit better of a combination. It's still going to be a little fattier than our carrot and peanut butter combination, but
Okay.
All right,
so let's
do
this.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're pushing up against a break, are we, or how much longer?
Yeah, 3-4 minutes.
About 3 minutes. Is
Great.
That fine with
you?
Okay, let's do this.
Okay. So in your baggies, I prepared them some healthy treats. So these are kind of more your dessert side snacks, but a little healthier than your traditional store-bought. So let's start with banana oatmeal cookie.
Okay.
So kind of takes a take on a cookie, but it actually is just very ripe bananas. You mash them up.
This one? Mm-hmm.
You add oats. You add vanilla extract, cinnamon, and chocolate chips. That's it. That's it. It's just banana, oat, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate chips. All put together, 350 degrees Fahrenheit for about 12 minutes.
Now, Jillian, I've made this before, but I could not get mine to stick together. They kind of just fell apart. So what did I do wrong?
You probably didn't have your banana to oat ratio correct. Mm-hmm. If it looks a little bit too runny, add extra oats.
Okay.
Yep.
That was really good.
Absolutely.
So how many of those could you eat?
Wait, you're just gone already?
Yeah.
So let's see. Serving size, one cookie. It's about, and I made these ones a little bit smaller than the traditional 60 calories. I mean, at a snack, you could sit down and eat two of them.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's pretty good.
That's real good.
Or especially if you want something at the end of a meal and you don't want an ice cream.
And those are a great kid snack to have on hand that are made of whole, no added sugar ingredients.
Okay.
It's so good.
All right. Next one. We're going to go to that peanut butter energy bite.
Is that one?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, you're right on track with me. Okay. Another super easy recipe, only 5 ingredients. This one has peanut butter in it. So if you have allergies to peanut butter, you could sub sunflower butter instead. But it's just peanut butter, some semi-sweet chocolate chips, oats, flax seed, or chia seed is what's in this one. You could also sub hemp seeds, and then a little bit of honey. So again, all natural ingredients. This is a great energy bite, maybe an hour before you head to the gym, just as something to give you some healthy carbs, a little bit of healthy fat as well, that combination that we talked about.
What is the fascination with flax seeds, chia seeds?
Where do you
You can find them at my grocery store.
Yep.
What section?
They'd be probably in the nut section, I would imagine.
Okay. They're high up on the shelf on mine.
But they are seeds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're full of good, healthy fats and fiber.
Okay.
So they're just a powerhouse of nutrients.
Mm. Okay.
Yep. All right. And then I want to make sure we have time for my last one because it's my favorite. This is a peanut butter stuffed date.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
With melted dark chocolate over it and a drizzle of sea salt. It's like a Reese cup, in my opinion. A healthy Reese cup.
Holy smoke.
I made them for my mom last night. She was like, wait, you can't keep these at home with me? And I was like,
Thanks,
no, I have to take
them.
So just dates, peanut butter.
Yep. If you buy the dates that are already unpitted, you can kind of just put your finger in the middle of it and it opens up. You take a little spoonful of peanut butter, put it in the middle, close it again.
Okay.
Then you put them in the freezer for about 15 to 30 minutes without the chocolate on them yet. Then you melt the dark chocolate. You put a fork in the date, drop it into the dark chocolate, put it on like a piece of parchment paper. drizzle the sea salt and put it back in the refrigerator is where you'll store every one of these. You'll store in the refrigerator
until you eat them.
Until you eat them all,
but so good.
Those are a great healthy take on. Hey, I'm craving something sweet, but I want to. You know, Reese's are full. They taste so good, right? But their ingredient list is full of added sugars and whatnot. This is a more natural take on something like a Reese cup.
You know what you've put in this.
Yeah.
This is delicious.
Well, Jillian, that is true, which is important. You have made snacking easy, and especially if you're craving that sweet treat, you have got something now to follow. And all these instructions don't require like a big stove, or you don't have to have a massive kitchen and 18 different ingredients that you're never going to use again. So. Well, as always, Jillian Clinton, you're keeping us healthy and happy, and it is bathing suit season. We got to look our best at the pool.
Those are all so
They really are good.
I'm glad you liked them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We cleaned our plate, so thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Jillian, as always, you're the best. Thank you so much.